Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. I want to tell you about a mistake that I made that cost me a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of money and a lot of results. And I think that this is a mistake that a lot of you guys are making, but you're not seeing it as you are making it. So I want to talk about it today so that the next time you do this, you notice that you're doing it, because that noticing and that awareness is required in order to change and upgrade our behavior. Before I tell you about how this mistake showed up for me over a very long period of time, I want to let you know what we are giving away today. Once again, I'm going to give away Fit 20. I've talked about GBX protein for a very, very long time. It's currently being reformulated, so I wanted to find another option, not only for me, but also for my kids, and that is this super, super clean whey isolate protein powder. Not only do I make it for myself, but I give it to my kids. And actually, a girl I went to high school with, I don't have any friends from high school, which is a whole story for another day. A girl that I went to high school with actually messaged me on Instagram the other day and said, hey, I have some concerns about giving my kids protein powder. I love the idea of getting more protein in them, but what do you recommend if I feel concerned about this? And what I told her is, get specific on what the concern is. Is it about protein in general? Or is it, well, it's protein powder, and so there are ingredients I'm concerned about? And if that's the case, what ingredients, right? A lot of times we have this general concern, but when we want to get more clear and specific, we can't, which I think is very telling. And I told her, quite frankly, as long as there's not sugar or artificial flavors or artificial ingredients, I feel good with giving my kids a very clean whey isolate protein with natural flavors, because I want to get protein in them. It helps with blood sugar stability, which helps with mood. And some days my kids are really great eaters and they'll eat the chicken and they'll eat the steak, but other times they don't. And so when they default for the rice or the noodles or the fruit, I love knowing that I can keep their blood sugar stable by giving them what we call a milkshake, which is really just a protein shake that I've diluted a little bit more for them than I would for myself. Or I'll mix protein in with Greek yogurt and call it ice cream. And they really love it. My twins are 1.5 almost. And Roman is 2.5. And I feel really good about it. But I also use it myself in the same ways. I'll drink a protein shake here and there. I'll mix it in my Greek yogurt for a little extra flavor. So I'm going to give that away at the end of the show. I'll also link it up in the show description for any of you guys who are looking for an option for yourselves or for getting extra protein in your kiddos. And I also will put a discount code in the show description if you want to give it a shot. So here is this mistake that I made, and I then want to talk about how it shows up when I'm working with clients or when I'm interacting with a lot of you guys who listen to the show. So here's this little situation we got ourselves into. We bought our house in 2019, I believe. And we very quickly got into renovations, full gut renovation of the first floor. Then when that was done, we ended up doing the second story and dormering the second story. And that was maybe in 2021. And since then, we've had all of these ideas and plans for an addition. Now, this very much ties to consistency, so hang with me. We first drew up a set of plans and spent months working with a construction firm locally to get the drawings and to spec everything out and to update the plot plan and to get the permits. And at the end of this process, we got a quote, and the quote was like, I don't know, $760,000. And we were like, well, no, maybe we need to go back to the drawing board. So that was after months of effort, $10,000 plus spent on an engineer, and we went back to the drawing board. Wasted time, wasted money, but hey, you know, it happens. And then we drew up another set of plans. And we were like, yeah, okay, this is the new set of plans. But it was more money to the engineer and more time and a lot of energy. And we sort of sat on that for a few months. because the twins were born. And then we were like, maybe not. Maybe we should do it this way. And so we generated a whole new set of plans and a whole new plot plan. And we spent months and thousands of dollars. And we were like, okay, this is the one. And then we went through this, I'm not even kidding you, 6 or 7 times of, yeah, we're going to do this. Oh, wait, maybe we should do it like this. New plans, new drawings, new permits, new, like, months. I mean, in totality, well over a year of planning, probably $60,000 spent on plans that we won't use. All because we kept saying, well, actually, on second thought, well, maybe we shouldn't do it like that. And maybe you think I'm crazy, and maybe you've never been through that before. But what happens is we say something like, okay, I'm not going to have sugar today. And then it's 3 in the afternoon. Well, maybe just a little bit. That's better than normal if I just have a little bit. Or you say, I'm going to work out in the morning before work. And then your alarm goes off and you're like, well, I mean, I don't have to do it this morning. I can do it later. When I worked in the supplement industry before I started Primal Potential, I worked for a company and I primarily worked with formulating supplements and educating the field. But a lot of times it was on website enhancements and different tech things. And we would sit down with the tech team to say, like, this is the change we want to make to the website, or we want to create this program. And there was this term called scope creep, where you start out saying, hey, I want to build this website and it's going to have these pages and it's going to work like this. And then you're a month into the project and you say, actually, we also want to do this. And you know what? I know we said we wanted it to look like this, but we just saw this other idea. Now we want it to look like that. And so what should have been hammered out in 6 weeks is now 6 months and cost way more money and took a lot more energy because of scope creep. And it's very easy to see it when you're talking about a renovation because you're writing checks, because the months are going by. But it's not as easy to see this pattern as it's happening when you say you're going to do something and then you're like, well, actually, you know what? I know I said I was going to cook this for dinner tonight, but I forgot to thaw this. Oh, but, you know, that'll take a little extra time. Oh, but I'm really feeling like this. Oh, but the kids are asking for that. And scope creep happens in our own lives. We're going to follow this plan, but oh, somebody just posted about this, so maybe we should try that. Or I know I said I was going to do whole foods, but Elizabeth just talked about this protein powder. Maybe, is that a whole food? Like, should I do that? Maybe I should try that. Or I'm getting really consistent focusing on prioritizing protein, but I just listened to this really fascinating episode about intermittent fasting, so now I think I'm going to do that instead. And this is the price of inconsistency. You might not be writing checks to an engineer, but month after month, day after day, you just push out progress and you push out progress and you push out progress because you don't stick to your word, because you keep changing your mind. And this is what it looks like on a day-to-day basis. And having, for me, these examples of scope creep on a tech project or changing my mind on a renovation, they're so helpful because I feel those. I understand those. I can see those largely because they're not as personal to me. They're not as emotional to me. Food and weight tends to be more personal and more emotional. And so sometimes it's harder to see behavior for what it really is. But having these examples of like, oh, I know we said we were going to go with those windows, but actually I think we should go with these windows. When I can relate that kind of thinking to the thinking of like, oh, I know I said I wasn't going to do sugar today, but I just made these for the kids, so maybe just a bite. It's better than before. You're pushing your results down the road. You're costing yourself not only results, but you're costing yourself energy. You're costing yourself time. And you're eroding your confidence, because this is the reason, this type of behavior is the very reason that people don't believe they're going to do what they say they're going to do, because you keep not doing what you say you're going to do. It's okay to change your mind. It's 100% okay for us to get a price of $760,000 and be like, you know what? We're not going to do that. that's fine. But when it is a pattern of, I know I said I was going to do this, but on second thought, maybe not this morning, maybe I can start tomorrow. When that becomes a pattern, that is what inconsistency looks like in your life. So what are you going to do about it? It's one thing for me to say, hey, you've got to be decisive. You've got to stick to the decision that you made and follow through, even though there are new flashy objects being presented to you today, even though you're tired, even though you're not in the mood. I could say that all day long, but how do we actually do it? What does that look like in action? How do we break into those moments where we don't even recognize that's what we're doing? How do we do that? It's very, very obvious that it's not supporting your goals. It's very obvious that it's a cause of inconsistency, but how do we change it? What does that look like? How do we even recognize in the moment that's what's happening? So the last few weeks, I've been working on a framework for that very thing, for noticing when you're doing it, not just after the fact. Oh man, I did that earlier, huh? Recognizing it and then making a change instead of saying, oh, I can't this time. Oh, but this time it's different. Oh yeah, but no, this is really legit. I've been putting together a specific framework that is the how. How do we change this? How do we recognize this? How do we make a different path forward? And I'm going to be presenting this new framework totally free and live in this training that I'm doing on March 21st, which is a Thursday, March 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you have not registered yet, you do have to register to grab your spot. PrimalPotential.com/March, like the month. PrimalPotential.com/March. Or you can message me on Instagram the word tips, T-I-P-S. I know the words should have been the same, but they're not. And, you know, hey, I wish I could be more organized. Next time. So you can go to primalpotential.com/March to register for that. Mark it on your calendar now. If you need to change things around, shift things up, you're going to want to be there because this framework is so important. So much of what we talk about here, it's like, yeah, I get it, but I'm having a really hard time doing it. I'm having a hard time doing it consistently. Maybe the day that I hear it, it feels easier, but a day or two or three or five later, it's like I've forgotten. It's just totally out of my brain and I don't know how to keep it there so that I can stay in the game. I've put together a specific framework for noticing and for changing that you can apply to a protocol that works for you, for whatever your goal is, for whatever you are pursuing right now. It's going to be Thursday, March 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern, totally live, completely free. You just have to register. So go to primalpotential.com/March or find me on Instagram and message me with the word tips. Either way, that's how you get the link so that you can go and register. If you've got questions about it, let me know. I am happy to answer them, but you do have to register. I never guarantee a replay because technology and you just don't know what's going to happen. But either way, you do have to be registered. Try to be there live. It's going to be really important. And I also have some exciting announcements that I will be sharing there. So primalpotential.com/March. Mark your calendar, March 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I really hope to see you there. Before we go, I want to tell you who won the Fit 20. All you have to do to be eligible to win is leave a review of this podcast or any episode of this podcast on whatever platform you are listening. And the winner of the Fit 20, the whey isolate clean protein powder that I've been using lately, is VC Cowgirl. Girl is spelled G-U-R-L. Email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Within 60 days of this episode airing, let me know that you are the winner of episode 1176 and include your mailing address and I will ship it out to you. I'll also put the link to it and a discount code in the show description. Also in the show description, you can find that URL, primalpotential.com/March, so that you can get registered for this upcoming training where I'm going to introduce this framework that I think is going to be a huge part of your ability to remember and implement and change your behavior successfully. We'll also talk about creating a specific protocol that works for you, the do's and don'ts and all of that. Make sure you're registered. I cannot wait to see you there. We'll be talking a lot more about it between now and then. But otherwise, I will see you guys tomorrow.